touch your people once again. Whoa. With your precious holy hand, we pray may your kingdom shine upon the soul. touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hand, we pray for your kingdom to shine upon us.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you for this evening, O Lord. Oh, we bless your wonderful name, O God. Oh, Father, we thank you for the day and even this hour, Lord. The grace that, Lord, you have given to us. Oh, journey mercies from our various homes. Oh, we give you the praise and honor. We give you the glory, Lord. Oh, thank you for the day, Lord Jesus. In our working places, Lord, in our homes, Lord. Oh, our children, we thank you, Lord, for keeping them, O Lord, going to school and back, O Father. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. It has been through your protection, your mercies, your grace. Oh, your loving kindness, Lord, has seen us through the day. And we say, blessed be your name. And above all, this hour, Lord, oh, what grace once more you've given to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that as we have come, O Lord, we know it is you that have drawn us. And you said, blessed is the man, oh, that you have chosen to approach unto you. He said, that man, he will be satisfied with the goodness of your house. And so, Lord, tonight we know, oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will be satisfied, O Lord, with the goodness of your house, Lord. And so, Father, even as we sang the song, we said, touch your people once again, Lord. Oh, Father, this evening, Lord, we raise up our hands and touch you. We touch you. Let everyone touch him tonight. Touch him. Touch him. He's there. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God, that we have this privilege once again. Oh, to be in your house, Lord. Father, we bless your name, O God. And even, Lord Jesus, as we tend to your word, O God, oh, Lord, we know you are the author of it. And, Father, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, as we have come with all humility, oh, Lord, you know us individually. And tonight, Lord Jesus, by your word, O God, minister something, Lord, unto us. That, Father, it will be life unto us, O God. And even tonight, Lord, the lips that, Lord, will bring the word of God, oh, circumcise that lips, Lord. And circumcise every ears, Lord. Circumcise every heart that will receive, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you for coming, brethren. Oh, God bless you. Let's, as we are still standing, let's turn to the word first. Hallelujah. Amen. God richly bless you, musicians. Let's look at two readings this evening. The first reading is Revelation 2:7. And the second reading, Psalm 1:1-3. Let's first turn to the first reading, Revelation 2:7. Let's hear the word of God. Once again, we are hearing he that hath an ear. Last week we heard the same. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of God. Amen. Let's look at the second reading, Psalm 1, 1 to 3. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law that he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Dear Lord, we thank you once again, Lord. Your word is life. And it hangs our eternal destination. And so, Lord, tonight, bless your word, O God, and make it be life unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And tonight, we have a precious brother from Limerick, Brother Marco. Oh, let us just welcome him. Brother Marco, God bless you. You're welcome. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. God richly bless you. And tonight, let's see what the Lord has for us all. Amen. Last week, we were talking about another scripture. And he said to the overcomer, he will give to him to eat of what? The hidden manna. And tonight, it is what? The tree of life. Praise the Lord. How many love him? Amen. The Lord is doing wonderful things. Amen. And I believe he's doing the same thing also in your life. Amen. And just to begin, I just want to give probably this testimony to raise our faith up. Amen. my wife and my daughter, they have received the air stamp form. Amen. And they'll be given 5 years. And if I need to tell you the way how it went, you could see that, you could see that it had been all the way in the hands of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what? We just got a certain immigration officer, a police woman. Hallelujah. And this woman just took a liking for the family. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And she made sure that all these registration and everything, these processes that it passes through. Amen. She was so particular about it all the time. Till at times when she calls, she will call to tell us if we could come. I said, we are going to church. He said, what time will you return? He said, we will come, we will return around 11 o'clock to midnight. He said, even that time, just come. I'll wait for you people. Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Mm-hmm. One time we went there for a renewal, and her stamp, there was no ink. He said, you just go home. I will come to your house and do the stamping. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. She took a whole lot, took the police car, came to our house to come and do the stamping. Could you just imagine? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then, finally, when just about the time that they received the real letter from the Department of Justice, for the stamp form, they took that lady out of from that that place. They transferred her to another place. Oh my! So it has remained the final one That is for them to register for the card. And brother, my sister, we were chasing the new immigration officer. We couldn't see him up to today. We were chasing him everywhere. We couldn't get him. We go to the police station, he said, go to this side. We went to Longford, we went to Ballymun, we went to Granard. We can't get this guy. Till we call this lady again, this police lady. And you know what? He said, meet me at Longford.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
We went there and she took it upon herself, went into the program and registered them.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. And now, the card came.
Amen.
Now, who to hand over the card to us? That's another problem. We can't find the immigration officer. So I called her again. He said, I'll call the police station, the superintendent. You just go there. He will give you your card.
Hallelujah.
And we went there. The superintendent himself gave the card out.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. And the immigration officer who is responsible, we've never seen him to today. So the Lord, he's with us in all things. A policewoman taking a police car, moving all the way from Granard to Edgewestown to our house to come and do stamping. Oh, my. It's just too, very strange to the world. But for the children of God, we know that we have a God who is always faithful to us. So tonight, he's here. Amen. He's here tonight. How many believe it?
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. To fulfill once again all the hard desires
Hallelujah.
Of every individual that is seated here tonight.
Amen.
And all our brethren who are not here, the Lord is
Amen.
Rare to what? To listen to us.
Amen.
Because even before you speak, he said he knows it.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But he wants you to ask. He wants you to ask, praise God. That's why he said, ask and it shall be given unto
Amen.
You. Seek and ye shall find.
Amen.
Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Praise the Lord. And so, tonight, we hear of the tree of life. Praise God.
Amen.
And he said, this tree of life will be given to what? The overcomers. It will be given to eat of what? Overcomers, those who will be able to overcome, they'll be given what? This tree of life. And the prophet said, in the Garden of Eden, there were two trees. We all know, you see, we know the story. Let's still go through them again. There were two trees standing in the midst of it. And one of the tree was what? The tree of life. And the other was what? The tree of knowledge. Of good and evil. And it was what? Man was expected to live by what? The tree of life. And man was warned not to touch that other tree. Praise God. So, now, what is this tree of life? The prophet said the tree of life, it was mentioned 6 times in the Bible. 3 in the book of Genesis. And 3 in the book of Revelation. It appears 6 times. And he said, the 6 times it appeared in the Bible, it meant the same thing.
Amen.
Praise God. And he said, first of all, we will have to know what the tree itself stands for. He said, trees throughout the scripture refers to a person. And then he quoted Psalm 1, which we just read. That he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers, by waters. So he said the tree stands for what? A man, a person. Thus the tree of life must be a person of life.
Amen.
Amen. That means the tree of life must be what? A person of life. And so who is this man? Who is this person of life? And we know that the whole of the scripture, there is only one man that has what? That has the source of life. But let the scripture speak by itself tonight. Amen. So we hear one time
the children of Israel, they were in the wilderness, and they came to a point where they needed water. They were in dire need of what? Water. We are trying to look for that man who has life. Amen. Amen. They were in dire need of water. They ran from one well to another, and they were all dried. Let's read something from the Broken Systems, paragraph 86. He said, in the wilderness, they found that the tank could not be depended on. The tanks could not be what? Be depended on. They were dry. So they go from one water hole to another. They were starving to death for drink of water. Amen. They went to another place and it was dried up. He said they just couldn't think they were ever going to get a drink. They never ever thought they were going to get what? A drink. Because they were in a desert place. And meanwhile, all the wells that had been dug in those places, they were all dried up. And then, the prophet said, and then on the most unlikely place, in all the desert, as the entire desert, they found water. Amen. Amen. In the desert, they found water. Amen. Where did they find it? He said, it was a rock. Amen. Amen. It was a rock. He said, the most unlikely place that a man would find any water would be a dry rock in the middle of a desert. The most unlikely place anyone will ever find water is a rock in a desert place. But it was that same place that water came. Amen. And the prophet said, it is the most unlikely place, and in the most unusual way. He said, that's what we have had always. We have had this always. God working in what? In an unusual way. Amen. God being found in what? Unusual places. Oh, look at the whole of Dublin. There are many places of worship. Mighty, beautiful buildings. Praise God. But meanwhile, brethren, that's what the prophet says. He said, that is what we always have. Looking for what? The real water of life. Amen. Brother, you will surely find it in what? An unusual place. Look at the place where we are. Amen. Is this a church building? Praise God. Some place that have been built for what? Some maybe for businesses and other things. An unusual place. Praise God. Amen. And meanwhile, brethren, you see, this rock was following them. But they never regarded it. You see, nothing showed that their mind was, why this rock has been following us? Why has this rock has been following us? They never regarded it until what? It was through from the wall, that rock, water started to come out. Amen. We are looking for the one man that has life to give unto everyone. And so the scripture, let's let the scripture talk. And so what is this rock? Who is this rock? And we can get the answer in 1 Corinthians 10:4. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, and did all drink the same spiritual drink? For they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them. And that rock was what? Christ. Amen. So we found who this life giver is. The scripture has answered it again. That this rock that was following them was what? Was Christ. Amen. Amen. The life giver. Let us see another. Let's see this life giver in another context. One day, he was going along with the disciples. And they got tired. The disciples had no food. They said they were going to the world. They went to the town to buy food. And Jesus sat upon the well of Jacob. Amen. You know the story already. We are talking about the life giver. He is here tonight. Amen. The disciples gone. And then there came what? A lady to come and fetch water. And you know the story already. When the conversation that reached a point, Jesus told her, he said, look, anyone that drink of this water will thirst again. But the water that I will give unto you, it will be what? Like a well of water in you, springing up unto what? Everlasting life. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He had what? The water of life. So now we see that he is what? The tree of life. The fountain of life. Amen. Now he is what? The well of life. A well in you. How many would love that? Amen. That a well will be in you. A spiritual well. That will be springing up all the time onto everlasting life. That you will never test anymore. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Let's see another context. Oh, one time, these Pharisees came boasting. We've heard it before. That, we were looking for you. You know, he fed 5,000 people. And all what the people were after was what? Food. The food that they ate. So Jesus left them to the other side of what? Galilee. And they found a way to chase him over there. And he said, Lord, Rabbi, we were looking for you. Where have you been? He said, you are looking for me, not because of what? The miracles. Not because of the word of God. But because of what? The food that you ate. But I want to tell you that you must what? You must not follow the meat that what? Perisheth. Amen. But take the meat that what? That will put you onto everlasting life. Let us read what he said. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because you saw the miracle, but because ye did eat of the loaves and you were filled. Amen. But I want to tell you, labor not for what? The meat that perisheth. But for the meat that endureth unto what? Everlasting life. He said, okay. You know, our father in the wilderness, they were given manna. He said, yes, they ate manna and they died. Amen. But the true bread, it wasn't the one that Moses gave them. But the true bread cometh from my Father who is in heaven. And I am that bread of life. Amen. I am the bread of life. So tonight, my brother, the fountain of life is here. Amen. The tree of life is here. The well of life is here. The bread of life is here. Oh, which one do you want to go? Oh, hallelujah. Let us look at another one. That day, they sent to call him that his friend Lazarus was sick. And he never went. Amen. Praise God. And we all know the story. Lazarus died. And then on the fourth day, he told the disciples, let's go and wake up our friend Lazarus. He's sleeping. Oh, praise the Lord. And we know the story already. When Martha saw him, he said, oh, Lord, if he were to be here, my brother would not have died. But, you see, listen to what Martha said. He said, but I know that even now, whatever thou will ask of God, God will what? Amen. Do it. Amen. So tonight, whatever, praise the Lord. Amen. Whatever you will ask God, God will give it to thee. Amen. Amen. And then he turned the whole thing again. Jesus said unto him, thy brother shall rise again. Amen. Then he said, yeah, I know that on the day of resurrection. No. Praise the Lord. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. Praise God. Amen. They that believeth in me, even if they were dead, they will live. And those who are living, who believe in me, will never die. Amen. And we are living now, my brother, if you believe in him, you will never want to die. Amen. Tonight, my brother, we have the tree of life. Amen. We have what? The well of life. Amen. We have the fountain of life. We have the bread of life. Amen. We have the resurrection and the life. Amen. Tonight here, oh my, brother, what is going to stop us? If he is here tonight, who giveth life, then tonight, let us by faith, whatever is upon our heart, he will give us. Amen. I believe it to my brother that he is here to fulfill his word, because he knew that we were coming here. Amen. And he said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Amen. Tonight is just something faith for us to pray. And claim all that we are looking for. Praise God. And so, the scripture that we read, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Said, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The prophet said, grace at work now. Grace is at work now. Grace is at work. The tree of life in the Garden of Eden, which could not be approached because of what? The sin that Adam and Eve committed. Today, tonight, now, it is what? It is open to us. Praise the Lord. It was what? No one could touch it when Adam and Eve were sent out from the Garden of Eden. But tonight, grace, the prophet said, grace at work now. Okay. It's open to us for us to eat from what? This tree of life. How many are going to eat? The prophet said, we realize that in the Garden of Eden, when they tasted of the tree of knowledge, they broke off relationship with the tree of life. When they ate it, they broke what? Relationship. And since then, he said, man has gone after knowledge and it destroyed himself. Since that time, when Adam and Eve ate of what? The tree of knowledge. He said, man has been what? Pursuing knowledge till today. That now it is destroying him. Praise God. He said, the days are growing evil because that knowledge, man's knowledge that he received in the Garden of Eden when he left the tree of life to eat of the tree of knowledge, that knowledge is increasing constantly. And as knowledge increases, they get away from the Bible and get into what? Theories. See? When you get away from the Bible, now the next thing is only what? Theories. Praise God. Knowledge is leading people into what? Into theories. To what? To abandon the word of God. True knowledge, but knowledge, that same knowledge, can be applied. Amen. For you to be a real, what, learned person in the word of God, in the truth. So tonight, the prophet said, but take notice, as that knowledge has been in the church, he said the same thing, the Spirit of Christ is also in the church. See, the two vines. The Spirit of Christ is in the church. And the Spirit of knowledge is in the church. Take notice. But the Spirit of Christ, as what we are going to talk about tonight, is that now the Spirit of Christ is in the church. And it has never left the church. It's been in the church always. So tonight it is here. So the Spirit of Christ has never left the church. Never ever. Though it reached a place where it was just a flicker of light, but it was still worth life.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes, sir, the Spirit of Christ has never left the church. I love that. It has never left the church, the Spirit of Christ, no matter how it runs down. The Spirit of Christ will never die. Amen. But he said, listen closely. God never takes his Spirit from what? From the earth. Never. He has never taken what? His Spirit from the earth. He will take his mind from the earth, but never his Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that the Spirit that was on Elijah came upon Elisha? Even a double portion.
Amen.
And then it came over John the Baptist.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
So God never takes his Spirit.
Amen.
He takes his man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And we know from John the Baptist, it came over to what? Malachi 4.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
He said, he takes his son up onto heaven. Send back what? The Spirit. And he promised he will be with us and comfort us.
Amen.
To the end of the world.
Amen.
Christ came, he went, but the Spirit came back to us.
Amen.
Amen. So the Spirit of what? The Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God, has never ever left the church.
Amen.
He will take his man, but the Spirit will still remain. The Spirit of Elijah is still, praise God. Oh, yes, sir. Now, I want you to notice that this same Holy Spirit that was in the days of apostle is here now.
Amen.
The prophet said, present tense.
Amen.
That Spirit that was in the day of the apostles, he said, is still here. In this meeting, working.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, I remember when Peter and John went to that beautiful gate, they saw that man over there. They said, silver and gold, we have none, but as much as we have,
Amen.
We give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, raise up and walk.
Amen.
Oh, that Spirit, that power is here. It has not been taken away. It's still here. Amen. And then the prophet said, it behooves us to realize this. That it isn't your brother and it isn't I. It is the Lord, your Lord Jesus, who is here.
Amen.
I'm talking about the prophet. So
Hallelujah.
It's not what? It's not your brother, it's not the preacher, but it's your own Lord who is here tonight.
Amen.
It's something to raise your faith tonight, my brother.
Amen.
I'm nothing, but he is here.
Amen.
He said it behooves you to realize this, that it is not about your brother, it is not about the preacher, but it is about your Lord,
Amen.
Jesus, who is here.
Amen.
Amen. And we know that he is here because his word assures us that where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst.
Amen.
Tonight, there must be something that, brother, my sister, you must carry along with
Amen.
You. He's here tonight. Now, he said that this Holy Spirit is here. And he's just as willing. Oh, my. The Holy Spirit is what? Willing tonight. I want to hear amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit is willing. Is willing. Do you understand it?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yeah. The Holy Spirit is willing.
Amen.
He's willing. He said he can work through the people. If only the people will let him work. He's willing to work if only you allow him to work tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Are you examining your faith tonight?
Amen.
Are you examining it? He said the Holy Spirit is willing.
Amen.
And if only you allow it, then it's going to work. He said, there were many things that Jesus himself could not do because of what? Because of unbelief.
Amen.
You know that? Amen. If it is unbelief, he cannot do anything.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He himself, because of unbelief, he could not do what? Many things. Especially where? In Nazareth.
Amen.
Where he was born. After he came from what? From the wilderness. After he had defeated what? Satan. The first place he went was the synagogue of Nazareth. Where he opened unto the Isaiah and said, the Spirit of God is upon me.
Amen.
Amen. And it has sent me to what? To bring these good tidings upon you. He said, who are you? Ah, we know you, isn't there what? Joseph, you've been following your father, mending our tables and chairs. Today you are saying that you are the Messiah. The next thing they had wanted to what? Throw him overboard. Over the mountains. And so because of unbelief, he could not do what? Anything in Nazareth. Praise God. So if there is unbelief here, he cannot do anything. They said he is willing. If only the people will what? Will people allow it? Then it has to work tonight. God bless you. Amen. He said many things he could not do. Amen. The prophet said, the right mental attitude. All along here, do you understand what I mean when I say the right mental attitude? Your right mental attitude towards God's divine promise will bring any promise to pass.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tonight is just a faith message. Faith message.
Amen.
To lift us up. And whatever is on our heart, let us pour it tonight because the Holy Spirit is willing.
Amen.
And if you will allow it tonight, whatever you are looking for, the Lord, he's here to do it for you.
Amen.
That's why I gave that testimony. If you could see a policewoman can just take car and drive into somebody's home and begin to fulfill the duty that should have been done in the police office, then God is able to do everything.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes, sir. He's willing.
Hallelujah.
Then the prophet said, maybe you say, well, my faith is weak. I wouldn't confess it. Eh? Your faith is weak, you wouldn't confess it. He said, don't let the devil know that.
Amen.
Never let the devil know it.
Amen.
That your faith is what? Weak. No, sir. Praise the Lord. Always say, I've got good faith. I believe God with all my heart.
Amen.
Don't testify anything to the devil. That's what the prophet is saying. Don't testify anything to the devil. And when you accept him as your healer, don't ever act like you are sick.
Amen.
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 Oh, you are sick. You are prayed for. Oh, tonight you are sitting here. You are not feeling well. Amen. You have opened your heart that, oh yes, Holy Spirit, I know you are willing. I'm also ready to accept my healing. He said, after you have said that, never look at the word sickness anymore. Amen. Amen. Never make as if you are still sick. Oh, praise God. Amen. Just believe that word, you are healed. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. Is that difficult? No, sir. Amen. Oh, if we will heal ourselves by faith, hey, what are our doctors and doctoresses going to do? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. But we know that we need them. Amen. Praise God, because the prophet himself said, medicine does what? It washes the system. But the healing is what? It's in the hands of God. Amen. So tonight, my brother, my sister, if you are in pain or you are feeling not well, and now you've heard that the Holy Spirit is willing, or you are looking for something, praise God. Amen. You are seeking for something tonight. The Holy Spirit is willing. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit is what? Willing. Amen. And if you allow it, then it has to come to pass. Oh, brethren, lift up your faith tonight. He is here to fulfill his word. Amen. He said, when you accept him as your healer, don't ever act like you are sick anymore. Believe that you are healed. Take him by his word. Then it's all over on God. Then it's not on you anymore. Praise the Lord. When you believe that, it's no more. The problem is no more on you. It's on God now. That's why I said, cast your burdens upon me. Oh, hallelujah. What burdens do you have tonight? Cast it upon him. He said, if you do that, then you have nothing to do anymore. It is his responsibility now to what? Answer unto your faith. Because your faith is now what? Working him. Praise God. Just like the woman with the blood issue. Oh, who touched me? Amen. Be that one tonight. Amen. That God will ask, who touched me? Amen. Oh, because virtue has gone out of me. Amen. Be that one tonight. Amen. That you touch him tonight. That virtue will come out from him. For him to ask, who touched me? And when he turns and see you, Sister Victoria, he will tell you, your faith has healed you. Your faith has provided your needs. Your faith has answered your request. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Oh, lift up your faith tonight, my brother. He said, then it is all over on God. It's not on you anymore. Amen. He said, as long as you take God at his word, then the word will produce. The word will produce what it promised to do. Amen. The prophet asked, is that right? Amen. He said, have faith. Believe him with all your heart. Amen. Tonight. He said, look, the time has come now. Well, you've got to make a decision. Now listen to this tonight, my brother. This serious matter here. The prophet said, I put this challenge to anybody to accept the word, no matter what is wrong with you.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
Hello? Said, I put this challenge tonight.
Amen.
Anybody to accept God's word, no matter what's wrong with you, no matter what you are looking for, he said, I challenge you tonight. My brother, my sister, never allow this night pass. Never allow this situation pass you tonight. Praise God.
Amen.
He's willing. The Holy Spirit is willing tonight.
Amen.
Never allow it to go. Wrestle with it tonight. Wrestle with the word tonight. Wrestle with the promise tonight. Oh, yes, sir. I put this challenge to anybody to accept God's word, no matter what's wrong with you. If you make your heart right with God and promise God that you will serve Him, and then take Him at His word, don't pay no attention to the results that you have done. Don't pay any attention anymore. Just believe, and God will bring it to pass. Amen. Amen. Oh, wonderful Jesus, we thank you for this assurance. Because He said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe you have received them. And they shall be given you. That is His word. He said, you shall have them. If you believe, you receive them. Amen. You will see what I mean. The hour is here. Oh, that message. See, that message. The message, the topic was the hour is here. Amen. 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 The hour is here, my brother. Amen. Eat of the tree of life now. Praise God. Amen. The fountain of life is here. The bread of life is here. Amen. The well of life is here. The resurrection and the life is here. Amen. Even if it is a dead condition, He will resurrect it. Amen. And bring life unto it. Something that you see that, oh, this thing, oh, forever, I don't care anymore because I've tried to pray them. Hey, tonight, Amen. He's the resurrection and the life. Amen. Bring it back. Amen. The thing that you changed and it has never worked, bring it back tonight. He's the resurrection and the life. You put back life onto it. Come forth, Lazarus. And life will be restored unto whatever that is dead in your life. That is not working. He's here tonight to restore it. Because He's the one that restores everything. Amen. Oh, He said, the hour is come, brother. He said, like the Bible said, the hour is here. Oh, hallelujah. He said, the time has come when the Son should follow what? The believers. Amen. The time has come that what? The sign that He promised must follow the believers. Amen. He said, the time has come for the church to move up. Amen. Or to go back. Which way? To move up? Amen. I believe. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God. The time has come, my brethren. There is no time for us what? To dilly-dally. We are possessing our word, our rights with God. We are possessing our position as what? The seeds of Abraham. That no gates. We possess every gates of the enemy. Oh, what is a gate tonight for you? He's willing. If you allow it, if you believe it, then the resurrection and the life is here. The fountain of life is here. Oh, the well of life is here. If you want life within you, the well of life is here. And it will always spring up onto what? Everlasting life. It's a matter of what? Believing tonight, my brother. My sister, He's here. Oh, hallelujah. He said, remember, in the days of the Lord's ministry, you see, He said, He passed by hundreds of people. They were all sick. He said, twisted and blind and everything. But He walked through them. He walked through them. My brother, He walked through them. Amen. Then where did He go? He went to only one man. Amen. And He said, take up your bedding and go home. You are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And there were many sick. Tonight, believe that you are the only one. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Believe that you are the only one. Amen. Oh, that day, Jesus felt that faith was calling Him somewhere. Tonight, let that faith call Him to your side. Faith was calling Him. where he was going, he diverted his course. And he was going towards where the faith was calling him. And it was no one but what? Lazarus. Blind Bartimaeus. Oh, praise God. Blind Bartimaeus had always prayed, believing that one day he will pass my way. I believe it. He will pass my way one day. And today is the day he's passing your way now. Praise the Lord. He will surely pass my way. And so when he heard the noise of the crowd, when somebody passed, he said, "What is that noise?" He said, "Have you heard about that Jesus of Nazareth?" He said, "He's coming this way. Oh, he's coming this way. Oh, blind Bartimaeus just started shouting unto the Lord. Oh, you son of David, have mercy upon me. You son of David, have mercy upon me." And all the people that were sick, that were following Jesus Christ, because there was no faith in any of them. All what they were waiting for, what? The bread that perisheth. That was what they were following him for. Amen. And there, he said, "Come." And he took away the rags. Oh, my brother, my sister. Oh, get away anything that is that unbelief. Get it away. That doubt, get it away. Amen. Get that doubt away. The same thing. Oh, Lazarus, he said, "Move the stone. Move the hindrance." Then after the hindrance had been moved, he said, "Come off, Lazarus." Oh, he took away the rags. Oh, my. Amen. My brother, my sister, what the rag you are holding now is your doubts. Let the doubts now go forward and go to him and receive your sight. Amen. And receive all that he has for you tonight. Oh, yes, sir. Only one man. And all the people that were touching him. Many were touching him. But only one touch. Amen. Took virtue out of him. Hallelujah. Because it was a touch of faith. Hallelujah. Why don't you touch him also with that same touch of faith tonight? He's willing. Amen. He's willing. Oh, how many believe it? Amen. Oh, brethren. The Lord loves us. Amen. How many believe that he loves us? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. He's giving you what? A free will tonight. Amen. We love him. The thing is, he's not going to force you to love him. He's not going to force you to love him. But he shows his love for you also to love him. Amen. Amen. He will not force you. Because when he forces you, "Hey, you have to love me." My brother, it won't work. Ask Brother Eli when he saw Bibi. Praise the Lord. Whether he told Bibi, "Hey, love me, love me, love me." No, sir. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But he just greeted her. Amen. And then the greet touched her heart. Amen. He said, "Ah, let me wait for the second greetings." And he touched her again. She went to pray. And he saw that, yeah, it's him. Oh, hallelujah. He didn't say, "Love me, love me." No, sir. Jesus will not tell you, "Love me, love me." Oh, hallelujah. But he comes and greets you as he's greeting us tonight. Oh, and the way how the voice that will come. Oh, my brother, my sister, you surely know that this man loves me. And so you have to love him back. Oh, hallelujah. So tonight, my brother, he loves you. He is here. My sister, he loves you, he is here. And he's willing to answer. Musicians start coming. He's willing to answer every request tonight. Oh, praise God. Don't let this pass by, because he's come tonight. He's come tonight, my brother, my sister. He's here to fulfill something tonight in your life. Just believe it. And you will come back to give testimony to the glory of the Lord. Oh, the tree of life is here. Oh, the fountain of life is here. The well of life is here. The bread of life is here. The resurrection and the life is here. Oh, what do you need in a name? Oh, just say it. Amen. Just ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek from him tonight, and ye shall find. Just knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, the Lord is good. How many believe it? Oh, tonight, Lord, we thank you that, oh, you have opened up to us. Oh, the great grace for us now to come in and take taste of what? The tree of life. Oh, that will just give us all that we need tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, our profession said, the prophet said, Jesus is the high priest of your confession tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. He's your high priest. He said, you ask the scholars the word profession. Eh?
Amen.
The word profession. Amen. You know how the prophet put it? He said, pro confession.
Amen.
Amen.
Pro
confession. That's profession. Your profession is what? It's to worship him. It's to praise him. Said, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord, tonight. Oh, that we have faith tonight, Lord, to claim. We have faith tonight, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, to bring things to pass. Because, Lord, you have provided it already.
Hallelujah.
And it is ours, Lord, and we claim them tonight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We claim it tonight, Lord. I claim it tonight. I believe it.
Jesus, as long as you are willing, Lord, we have allowed it. We've allowed it, Lord, to come to pass now. We've allowed it to come to pass. We believe it, Lord. Every doubt, every unbeliever, every doubt, every unbelief. Oh Satan, get out from here. Take your doubts away. Take your doubts away. Satan, get out from here. Holy Spirit, now sweep over your children. Oh, bring them to it, oh God. As the prophet said, tonight we believe it. Oh, the Lord, it will never fail. He said, when you ask, never look at the condition. Just believe it. Let it be upon him. Let the burden be upon him. He is a burden bearer. Let the burden be upon him. Cast it upon him. And wait for the answer. Oh, receive the answer. Receive the answer. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the answer. Oh, blessed be your name, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word of faith tonight. Your word of faith, we thank you, Lord, that it is working. It's working in us. And so, Father, we come, O God. Oh, tonight, with a true heart of faith, believing, Lord, because we have sprinkled ourselves from every evil conscience. And that, Lord, we come to you, O God, believing with all our hearts. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, O God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Thank you, the name of Jesus. Oh, let's this moment now.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, let me change, Lord, from glory unto glory, Lord, to the God. Oh, Father, how, Lord, it's good to be, Lord, in the thine house, Lord. Father, to hear these wonderful counsels, Lord, to the God. But how hard it is, Lord, to implement them, Lord, even amidst our lives, Lord, to the God. Oh, we are grateful, Father, for such,
Amen.
Lord, Father, word like this, Lord, Savior. May you continue, Lord, Savior, to bless us even in this way. Oh, Father, richly as thou hast, Lord, Savior, be faithful to us, Lord. Father, Lord, even on our Wednesdays, oh God. Guide us, Lord Savior, we pray. And bless, Lord Savior, thy minister, Lord, even upon this night.
Let us pray now.
Restore strength, Lord. Give us the very grace that we require, the mercy that we need, Lord, constantly, Lord, Father, to come before you, Lord.
Let's remember our precious brother Marco in prayer as he is in our midst tonight, that the Lord will bless him. Let the church just remember in prayer. Let's all pray, remembering our brother Marco. Oh Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our precious brother, oh Lord. Oh, having come in our midst, Lord, tonight, Lord Jesus. Father, is something the Lord, oh, you ordained even before the foundation of the world that he will be with us here tonight. And Father, we want to lift up, oh Lord Jesus, all his heart desires, Lord, unto you. We want to bring all that Lord Jesus is on his heart, Lord. We bring it before your throne of mercy, your throne of grace. The Lord Jesus, you lift up, oh God, all the desires, Lord. Meet him, Lord Jesus. In every request to God, oh, we pray the Lord Jesus, oh, you get the opportunity, Lord, oh, to even, Father, oh, testify to glory of your name, that day, oh, when I was within my own brothers, oh, they remembered me in prayer, and Lord, oh, it has come to pass, Oh, Father, Lord, what we are looking for, that your name will be glorified, O God. So, Lord, glorify your name, Lord, in every request that is upon our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we commit it to God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Same also, Lord, we want to pray, O God, for all our brethren who are not here, Lord, tonight. For some reasons, O God, Lord, they couldn't make it, Lord. But, Father, we are one body, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, oh, we bring all of them before you, Lord. The Lord Jesus, oh, they will receive that same faith, oh, tonight, Lord, and believe the Lord Jesus. With you, all things are possible. And the Lord, even you work something in them, Lord, for them to know the Lord. Oh, you are willing. You are willing, oh, to give unto everyone. Whoever will ask, Lord, believing, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, they are, Lord, Father, member of the body, Lord. So we commit them into your hands. The Lord Jesus, you bless them, Lord. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. We shall pray once again as you heard the announcement. We are facing some transport problems. Pastor had to actually hand over his own vehicle to me. And the other one is being given to our brother James in North Ireland, that he's working on it. Let's commit this transportation issue into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord will make a way, that will break a way for us. We know he's willing to provide for us. So let us at this moment now commit all this problem into the hands of the Lord, that the Lord will provide means for us so that we will be always regular to church. Let us commit that into the hands of the Lord. Heavenly Father, oh, we know the Lord Jesus in everything, oh God, it will work it together for good to them that love you, Lord. Father, Pastor has to give his car to me, oh Lord, while the other one, oh Lord Jesus, is being under, oh, repairs, oh Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commit all transportation in this church, Lord, in your hands. Every problem of transportation, oh God, Father, in your hands, Lord, we bring, oh God. The Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit, Lord, oh, will move, Lord, in every corner, in every home. The Lord Jesus, you bless every vehicle, Lord. Even the ones that are not ready, oh God, Father, we pray that you bless every home with a means of transport, Lord. And that Lord Jesus, we commit into your hands, knowing the Lord, all work it together for good to them that love you. We believe it, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Let's remember our pastor now in prayer. Let's remember him and the family, that the Lord will continue, oh, yes, to use him, Lord. Oh, for the sake of the bride, for the sake of his church, of this church. So let's remember him in prayer. Let's pray for our pastor. Oh, Heavenly Father, oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that always there is someone, oh God, oh, that you choose, Lord, that you use for the sake of your bride, oh God. And Father, we have, oh Lord, our brother Andrew, Lord, who is, Lord Jesus, is a pillar, Lord, that you are using, oh God, oh, for your bride, oh God, for the church, Lord Jesus. Father, we commit it into your hands. The Lord is not easy, but Lord, you are our strength, Lord, traveling all the way, oh, from North Ireland. Oh, Father, we know that it has to take you, Lord Jesus, even going to work and back, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, strengthen him, Lord. Father, grant him, Lord Jesus, oh, that strength, that Lord, he will be able, Lord Jesus, at all time, oh God. Oh, strength will be part of him, Lord. Father, I pray the Lord Jesus, Oh, you grant him knowledge, wisdom. Oh, Father, leadership. That Lord Jesus will carry the shoulder upon his shoulder, Lord. Oh, the burdens of this church, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let his foot, O God, stand firm, Lord. Oh, let his footsteps, O God, be directed by you. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we remember the family, Lord. Oh, the children, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we remember the wife into your hands, Lord. Father, grant them, O Lord, oh, a peaceful home, Lord. A home of love, Lord. A home where there is always blessings, Lord. Bless them, Lord Jesus. We commit all of them, Lord, into your hands. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. Father, we believe that every request this evening, Lord, you have met every request this evening because you promised that you are willing. And Father, we believe it, to God, that you are truly, Lord Jesus, you are faithful to your word, O God. And we believe it tonight. And Father, we claim every request that, Lord, we have laid before your throne of grace, Lord. We claim them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we see them, O Lord, even now. Lord, we know it is working now. In the name of Jesus Christ, all that the enemy has withheld, Lord, we release them in Jesus' name. Every door that has been closed, Lord, we open them in Jesus' name, because you are the only one that can open and no one can close, Lord. Father, every closed door against your children, in any way, O Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, we open them, O God. The Lord, you provide a way, O Lord, for your children. Provide a means for your children. Provide, Lord Jesus, all that, O God, they have laid before you tonight. We believe it in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. How many believe? Oh, God, Richie, bless you. Tonight, he has done it. He has done it. And we believe, Lord, we believe it. Our faith holds to it. And we know it will never fail. Hallelujah.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, what out of space.
For you.
Lord, we thank you for your grace, Lord. Father, for we are not better than the people that are out there in the world. But it is your grace that has found us, Lord. Father, oh God, there's many people that have desired to hear what was being preached tonight, Lord. But Father, oh God, you found it in your grace, Lord, for us to be the ones that would be here. We thank you for such grace, Lord. How when the people in the world would look at it, Lord, and because of its simplicity, they would miss it, oh God. But Father, we see you revealed in such simplicity, Lord, of people gathering to hear your word being preached. Thank you so much, oh God. We pray that you would go with us as we leave this place. Amen. Oh God, the world has become a cesspool, Lord. It's a place, Lord, where we don't want to be anymore. Father, oh God, it's a place, Lord, where it's just so much contradiction in our souls. For we desire for heaven, Lord. We desire for a heavenly atmosphere. Yet this place has become a cage of unclean birds, Lord. Father, how they press us every day from the left to the right, Lord. But we thank you for your grace, O Father.
Hallelujah.
For it has become the real Sodom and Gomorrah, Lord. And we are found right in the midst of it, O God. Father, trying to vex our souls. But we thank you for the Holy Spirit. Father, you have given it freely, Lord, unto us. And tonight it is willing to lead us every step of the way. Lord, oh God, what grace that is to us, Father. We love you and we thank you for it, Lord. May we ever hold to it, Father, no matter what the opposition may come. Lord, let it be, Father, that we would always be encouraged in your word, that you would bring us through, Father. For you started the work and you are faithful enough, Lord, to finish it in our lives. We commit, Lord, our brother Maxwell into your hands. Be with him, Lord. Continue, Lord, Father, to provide for his family, Lord. Even as you provided, Lord, in the testimony of the lady Hallelujah. Policeman, we pray for her, Lord, that you would also bless her and provide for her needs, oh God. I pray, Father, for his need of the car. Lord, oh God, it says in your word that all things are possible. And we are knowing it tonight and believing it, that you are here with us, oh God. Father, let it be another testimony coming that you have provided for him a car that would not give him any trouble, but would bring him to church every time, oh God. I pray, Father, if any, Lord, be here, Lord, with transport problems, Father, oh God, by the same faith, let it be, oh God, that you will provide also whatever need that may be among your people tonight. Father, we asking, Lord, Father, that you would come and provide for their needs. We thank you, Lord, Father, even for sending our brother Marco in our midst, Lord. I pray you would bless him. Lord, thou knowest the needs that he has. We commit them to you, Lord. And I pray for his family, wife and children, away separated for 7 years, oh God. Father, let it be the last year, Lord, that Father, oh God, he will be with his family once more. I pray for them, Lord. May you bless his wife, Lord. Do know the need that she has tonight. Strengthen her, Lord, and encourage her, I pray. Lord, I commit everything else into your hands. Even the brothers that will meet on Saturday, Lord, to do work in this place, I pray you would use them, oh God. Amen. Father, that the place may be ready, Father, for your children. Be with us, Lord, we pray. We ask you, be with us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen.
God bless you, brother.
Oh, God bless you, church. How many are happy tonight? How many believe tonight? God, Richie, bless you. Go home
Hallelujah.
With all your requests answered. Amen. God bless you.
Jesus, I want to die to my will. Be born anew in your grace. And as I am, I cannot please you. And all I want to see is your face. Oh, I'm not afraid. I must decrease, he must increase. The power in me, I believe.